Hi, and welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. edition of Outside the Box. Today's topic is Celebrating King. We're about to celebrate the birthday holiday of Martin Luther King Jr. What could be more fitting than hearing from him in the form of some of his more meaningful quotations? These are some I've picked out. In a few cases, I've gender-neutralized them. Quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. Non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as cooperation with good. There is nothing so dramatic as the tramp-tramp of marching feet to dramatize a social evil. Forgiveness is not an occasional act, it is a permanent attitude. For every noted hero, there have been hundreds who have labored humbly and anonymously in the vineyard of freedom. Let no woman or man pull you so low as to hate her or him. The choice is no longer between nonviolence and violence, but between nonviolence and non-existence. There is more powerful in socially organized masses on the march than there is in guns in the hands of a few. True pacifism is not non-resistance to evil, but non-violent resistance to evil. When one person is directly oppressed, we are all indirectly oppressed. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We will match your capacity to inflict suffering with our capacity to endure suffering. We will meet your physical force with soul force. We will not hate you, but we cannot in good conscience obey your unjust laws. The old law of an eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. Nonviolence means avoiding not only external physical violence, but also internal violence of spirit. You not only refuse to shoot a person, but you refuse to hate them. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. That is why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil triumphant. World peace through nonviolent means is neither absurd nor unattainable. All other methods have failed. Thus, we must begin anew. Love is the most durable power in the world. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. We move from the quicksands of social injustice to the solid rock of human dignity. A nation that continues to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. We have guided missiles and misguided people. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. The ultimate tragedy of Birmingham was not the brutality of the bad people, but the silence of the good people. Every one of humane convictions must decide on the protest that best suits their convictions, but we all must protest. Those of us who love peace must organize as effectively as the war hawks. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or perish together as fools. Finally, human salvation lies in the hands of the creatively maladjusted. I'm Larry Danziger, offering to send a copy of these quotes to any listener. Contact me through the station.